Una noche abandonada. Otro día pide turno. Yo camino hacia tu paso.
It's tango time in Baltimore this weekend. My next guest is David Richardson, an instructor with the Argentine Tango Space Project. The Inner Space Tango Weekend kicks off tonight in Hamilton, Lauraville, which is up in North Baltimore. Dave, it's good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to meet you, Tom.
So we should mention that your last name happens to be Richardson, which is the same last name of my previous guest, Nola Richardson, yes. But you're not related.
No, we just greeted each other in the hallway
and for the first time. I'm sure you're a fine singer, and I bet Nola's a great dancer. But so the tango, yes. How did you get involved in tango dancing? What's the appeal of it for you?
Well, I first got involved with tango through the music. I was very interested in music. I played music in college and played bass and played bass in a swing band. And what I was really fascinated by was how the music struck people emotionally, and they would get up and dance, and that really gave me a thrill to see people dancing and enjoying the music. Later, I worked in a restaurant, and we needed some background music, and I searched all around, and I found a composer named Astor Piazzolla. And you may be familiar with them. It's a classical, it's close to classical, but it is tango music.
It's tango music, but symphony orchestras yes. play it all the time, sure.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we played that in the restaurant. I put it on the playlist, and it was amazing how much sort of excitement it seemed to generate in conversation, activity, and everything. So then I began with a friend looking for some dance things to do, and we just found a tango, and it was actually here in Baltimore, and I started dancing in Baltimore, and I've been dancing tango ever since.
And you've been teaching it for a long time as well.
Yes, I've been teaching for about 10 years now.
And is it tough to learn tango music as opposed to, say, ballroom dancing or something like that?
Now, that's a good question, because there's a level of dancing that everyone would aspire to for themselves. So in any art form, the higher you aspire, the more you perspire. So as you work towards higher skills in the dance, you put more work into it. And that's because you want to, because you want to succeed, you want to look good, you want to feel good. There's no pressure to reach those levels. So if you would like just to dance and enjoy yourself with your dance partners or at a party, that's just fine. You don't have to become a super skilled performance level dancer.
And for this tango festival this weekend, you're going to be teaching classes, so people who don't aren't very advanced tango dancers can still come and participate and figure out how to do it, right?
Yes, I'll be teaching classes for very beginners, people who are pre-beginner. If they've only just heard this broadcast, please come and join us to learn it. We'll do an introductory lesson in tango where we'll talk about what tango is and do a little dancing. And then we'll continue through the weekend with classes from a maestro, Marcelo Gutierrez, who's coming up from Argentina to join us and help us work on our abilities.
Let's listen to a little bit more tango music. This is by a group that's also going to join you this weekend called the Quarteto Rotterdam. So this is really an international deal you got going this weekend, because the Quarteto Rotterdam is from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. They live in Berlin. You've got people from Argentina. Yeah. You've got Americans. You're an African-American tango teacher yourself. Yeah. I mean, it's all over the international map.
Well, that's our theme, was bridging communities together. We're trying to reach people through the music. We want to reach people here in our own area in Baltimore. Lauraville has been Hamilton Lauraville has been very receptive to our projects. And we're looking to bridge people between music, art. We have artists on exhibition. We'll have the dancing. We'll have a composer who's actually composing new tangos at this very, perhaps at this very minute. And we'll be listening to some of the older tangos, some of which, like we just heard, Margot is probably close to 100 years old. And people dance to it now as if it were new. And there's a whole community of dancers that go perhaps a couple of times a month, or maybe some people go every day of the week to dance tango. And it's not a hidden community, but it exists, and it's something that is very enjoyable to those who participate.
Is tango dancing as popular in other places in South America as it is in Argentina?
Well, I can't speak to the exact demographics of it in South America, but Argentina is the central point for tango, where it evolved, Argentina and Uruguay, and it's expanded all around the world in the 1910s, 1920s, and to this day, it's very big in Berlin, Germany, in Istanbul, Turkey, I believe, and many countries around the world. In fact, almost any major city you go to, and a lot of medium-sized and small towns, you can find a event called a milonga where you can go and dance tango. So it's a real worldwide community.
So the milonga is the event itself where everybody comes and dances tango.
Yes, that's the name of the event. It's called a milonga.
Uh-huh.
So if you see that, go to it.
Because, I mean, tango music strikes me as, you know, sexy and romantic. That's got to be a big part of the appeal for a lot of people. This is a great way to be physically expressive with your partner.
Well, it's a very expressive dance, and it can express almost any type of emotion or mental state that you would like to, or that comes on you when you're dancing. Some people find it very contemplative, and other people find it, as you said, sultry. But it's not the form of music that makes it that. It's when you enjoy it in your way.
And how you interpret it.
Yes.
Yeah. And are there sort of standard steps in tango? I mean, is there a set of basic moves that you use and combine in different ways? Is that how it's put together, a typical tango dance?
Well, I think the main thing in tango is, as many people say, the embrace. Beyond that, there are steps which are pretty simple to learn. The one step that most people find the easiest is one foot and then the other foot. And that's basically what it is. After that, you get into combinations which vary between any individual can improvise, make up your own combinations. You can learn combinations from masters who can show you different sort of permutations of how, if you do this, your partner does that. And if your embrace is nice, it all works out.
Well, I bet there are a lot of folks who are going to want to join you up in Lauraville and enjoy the Tango Festival this weekend. David Richardson, thanks so much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
David Richardson will teach you how to tango at the Interspace Tango Weekend. It's got live music from the Quarteto Rotterdam and others. And it's at the St. Matthias and Church of the Messiah on Harford Road in the Hamilton Lauraville area. That'll do it for us today here on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have an update on what's going on down in the Patapsco River with the reclamation and recovery of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And Ann Hornaday in Washington Post and Jed Dietz of the Maryland Film Festival will join me for Midday at the Movies. And Jay Wynn Russick, will have a review of a show in Frederick. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.